Here is Mark Scheifele, a member of Team Canada. Are you back home, or are you touring Europe? Some guys take the opportunity to go on a sightseeing trip.
No, I'm back home. I'm headed to California for a week off with my girlfriend for leaving tomorrow. So home for a few days, and then try to get a little bit of sun in me.
Boy, a quick turnaround. We appreciate you taking the time. So what was that that entire experience? You represented Team Canada, the World Juniors. What was the experience coming out on top at the World Championships, especially given the fact that it's in Moscow in Russia?
It was unbelievable. First off, the guys that we had on the team and the management, the coaching staff we had was unreal. They treated us so well. All the guys were unbelievable guys, and that made it fun right from the start. And then obviously to end up winning it and winning a gold medal with those guys that you spent a month with. Each and every day, it made it very special, and it was an honor to be there, and then even better feeling to win it all.
What about quick turnaround when you get one loss and you can get out? What did you learn from the regular game against Finland that you never looked back to after that? That it seemed like the team really found its groove and was the best team.
Well, yeah, we knew in that first Finland game, we didn't play our best, we made mistakes, we weren't ourselves, and that's why we lost. And we didn't dwell on it too long. We knew we made our mistakes. We knew we didn't play our best, but we went over the game and then got ready for a game against Sweden and had our game plan and then went from there and then had a tough game against US and then we were ready for the Finns again and we were happy to come out on top in the second game against them.
There's a kid on that Finnish team who may be a teammate come next season. What's the scouting report on Laine from standing across from him?
He's pretty unbelievable. He's obviously young and said sometimes you can tell that, but his skill level and his shot is outrageous. He skates well. He's gonna be a very special player, and I know if we end up getting him, he'll definitely be a huge improvement to our team, and he'll fit in well for sure.
So I don't know whether you where were you when the draft lottery took place? Were you overseas already?
Yeah, we were overseas. We were in Prague at the time, actually.
So then that happens, and you end up with the number two pick. Did you pay extra attention at all to Patrick Laine and his performance throughout the World Championship, knowing that that he could be part of your club team, as they call it in Europe?
Yeah, for sure. We obviously every chance I could get at watching them play and watching him play, especially I definitely paid a little attention to him. So he kind of saw what. His tendencies and what he does well, what he can improve on. So he's going to be a special player.
Would he fit with you as a winger?
I think so. I like to think everyone could fit with me, but he definitely is. He's definitely a good shooter, and he also sees the ice really well, and that's something that I think some people might overlook on him is that a passing ability. I know there's a pass he had against the. I think it was against the Russians.
Yes.
I'm not sure exactly what game it was, but it was an unbelievable pass. And you can see that he does see the ice well, and he reads the play really well. And I think that's something that might be a little underrated in this game. So, he would definitely be an exciting guy to play with.
Mark, you're going to work with Mark Scheifele, the Winnipeg Jets, Team Canada world champion. You're going to have to talk to Kevin Chevalier, Craig Heisinger. You've done a good little scouting report here.
I like to think that's something that I like to do. I like to watch guys and kind of... hot stove with guys and see what they think of a player, or what I think of a player. It's kind of a cool thing to do. When you watch hockey and, I like to think I could make a good GM one day.
So if you're in the scouts room and you happen to have the number one overall pick and they're saying, we have these two guys, the other one being Austin Matthews, and you played against them to watch them. What opinions do you offer about what similarities or differences they bring?
They're definitely very different players. Obviously with Austin being a centerman, it's definitely a totally different spectrum when you watch that. He plays a game totally different than Laine. Laine is a little, he's a little bit more of a sniper. He reads the ice really well, reads how the game's going, and he finds those little spots where he just is able to get a shot off quick or gets to the net really easily. And he has an unbelievable set of hands on him as well. But then you see a player like Matthews, and he plays such a solid game. He reminds me a little bit of Getzlaff, The way he skates up the ice, you know, he's tall, he's upright, he moves the puck well, he's very flowy in his game. But also then he gets in deep and he's able to grind with the best of him. He's a big body. You know, he's definitely going to be a very good center in the NHL for sure.
On the heels of playing in this tournament, is playing in the World Cup on your wish list? And have you heard anything?
I have not heard anything, but it's definitely on my wish list. It's something that I've had on my mind, you know, all year, you know, wanting to make that team. So I know that announcement's coming up soon. So hopefully I get a call for it. That's definitely, it's definitely on my wish list, and I really hope to make that team.
Mark Scheifele's chatting with us. So nobody's reached out and told you you're on the watch list, that you're close, that you're in consideration, anything like that?
No, I haven't heard anything.
It's coming up later on this week. I just got a word of caution to you. Corey Perry, sure you got a chance to bond with him a little bit. You know he's going to try and take your head off the first chance he gets next year, right? Like, don't get suckered into that he's your captain, you won a world championship together, and you walk forever and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know. He's a competitor, and that's exactly why he was our captain. He's an unbelievable leader, and he showed why he's won at every single level he's played at, because, you know, that's just the player he is. He's a competitor, and he will do anything to win.
Two more things, though. Where's the gold medal go?
Not sure yet. I'm sure I'll think of something.
And what's on the docket for the California trip? Any surfing?
No, not for me. I think my girlfriend wants to surf, but I'm definitely not going to be doing that. Try to get a few golf games in, soak up some rays. That's the plan right now.
Any contract updates?
I have nothing to report. I just got back from Russia last night, so I think I'll take a little break from hockey right now and just enjoy it, and, you know, enjoy some time with my family and friends.
We don't pay as well as the National Hockey League, but I can tell you from your breakdown of Austin Matthews and Patrick Laine, you can come in and work on the panel anytime. Thanks for this, Mark.
Okay, thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Mark Scheifele on Hockey Central at noon.